Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hi, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. My name's Ewan Rankin. All the technology news on the 23rd of May 2012 in around 5 minutes. So Ofcom has fined an ISP £30,000 here in the UK for a practice called slamming. It means you can block your customer from moving to another provider freely. Hull-based ISP Axis Telecom have been given a good kicking by Ofcom for using a cancel other tool, which stopped other ISPs from getting the transfer. But well done, Ofcom. Fines are good. If you live in the UK, you could be getting a cheap computer thanks to Martha Lane Fox. She was the girl who started the dot-com bubble that burst rapidly with lastminute.com just as it floated, and she made an awful lot of money and then ran for the hills as it all melted. But she has turned her hand to charity, and you can get a PC with broadband bundle for £149. The way the system works is through her charity, Go On UK. She's teamed up with Microsoft, TalkTalk and Simplify Digital to bring out the reconditioned PC. You get 40 gig a month cap for transfer, which isn't bad actually, and you also get a Wi-Fi router and Windows 7. Wow, brilliant. It's even cheaper if you're on benefits apparently. Well done, Martha. We love you. Virgin Media is complaining that the government is giving too many favours to BT. They say that subsidies to provide broadband to rural areas and that kind of stuff really promotes BT and hinders their business. There's a few areas that they simply can't get to because it's not economical and there's no government subsidies for it, but there are ones for BT. BT has also been warned by the Shadow Business Minister that if Labour get back into government, they'll be happy to break them up. They want to see their monopoly on the UK broadband market thrown into shreds. I'm sure Virgin Media have been talking in someone's ear there to get that deal. That'd be interesting. And more UK news. Google CEO Larry Page has turned up at the Zeitgeist conference in London. He was wearing one of his glass prototypes. It's called glass because there's only one of them. That's why it's not glasses. But the article still calls them a pair. Despite the fact that it's not going to work very well and it's only going to have text and it's not going to be graphical and it's not going to be super fantastic that everyone thinks, he's still there and said he was excited about the project. Sergey Brin was wearing some a few weeks ago as well, and or they're all happy. Yes, they're all happy. Now, there was a story that did the rounds yesterday that the Three network in the UK is going to quit the UK if it doesn't get access to the 4G spectrum. That has been thrown out now. Owners Hutchison Whampoa have said that the Three UK business has not decided to throw its teddy in the corner and has not told David Cameron that it would leave the UK if it was overlooked. I'll believe it when I see it, but Three can't even get the HSBA Plus coverage right. I get bloody awful speeds compared to what I'm supposed to get up to. The EU has offered Google a settlement in its antitrust case. Now, they've not said the figure that there is involved, and they've not said the conditions that are involved particularly, but they said that they wanted a fast-moving judicial process whereby problems could be solved easily. It does no one any favours to come up with a lengthy proceeding, and we need to get technology moving quicker. Well done, EU. Google haven't responded, but we'll have to wait and see what they say. I'll give you more as I get it. Scientists have created rewritable storage in DNA. Stanford University have written and retrieved rewritable bits of data that are actually in genetic DNA material. It's a three-year research project that says that they found a way of repeatedly encoding, storing and erasing data, unquote. Previous attempts have been irreversible. Oh, blimey. Data DNA. That's got to be a movie. Come on, make the movie. Obama has said that 500 million computers will have Windows 8 on them by next year. In a rather bold statement, he suggested that Windows 7, although it was very good and everyone loved it, and XP is still one of the most widely used operating systems in the world, people are going to drop everything and take up Windows 8. It depends on the prices, Steve. We'll wait till we see them at publishing, but they seem pretty good to start with. I'm not holding my breath, though. Ion has launched the Air Pro Wi-Fi. It's a fantastic little thing. It's a 1080p camera for $350 that straps to anywhere you like with 8 gigabytes of free storage on it. It also takes a micro card as well, so you can boost that. It comes with an optional Wi-Fi module as well, so you can stream direct to your Wi-Fi, which is pretty awesome. And there's a video of it on YouTube, and it looks great. It really does look great. And the rumours about iPhone 5 have taken another peek. New parts have leaked out suggesting a frame which is longer and taller but just as wide, just as Andy Inatko said definitely wouldn't happen, which would mean all the ratios would change. This will take the iPhone up to a 4-inch screen, but it's just going to be wider. I don't mind that. I think that's pretty good. I'll have to wait and see, though. And finally, we told you when we got to 500 followers on Twitter that we'd give away a camera. And we did. Janice in Singapore won it. And we've given another one today because Tom Mahoney, of who knows where, has won the camera picked at random from our 1,000 followers. Don't worry if you didn't win. He's got until Sunday to claim it. If he doesn't claim it, then he's in deep trouble and we'll draw it again. And we'll give another camera away at 1,500. So get retweeting, people. More followers, more cameras on offer. And the cameras are going to get bigger the higher we get. When we get up to 10,000... I might even buy you a Hasselblad. Who knows? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech News and British Tech Network, respectively. We're going to be back again on Thursday night for the big show as normal, 8 p.m. Don't forget the change in time. And then we're going to be back on Friday with the Daily Show and the Mac Show and the Photo Show all together. And then it'll be the weekend. Oh. Have a great day and enjoy the weather here in the UK, because it's absolutely stunning today. Thanks for listening.